This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Amatron Healing Show is a heart-centered weekly program providing healing by host and master healer teacher Ron Amatron. Ron takes healing to a whole new level, connecting you with your spirit through source energy. Go within, empower yourself for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show.
Good evening, I'm Kathy. Today is Monday. Today is May 1st, 2013. Tonight's topic is Energetic Object Cording and Spiritual Symbols 101. Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron will talk about the implications of projecting spiritual significance onto objects and the need to be connected to something outside ourselves. Ron examines how the dark side has brought forth many objects, symbols, and interpretations for people to connect to and receive a validation through a particular emotion, which actually is a substitute for their true spirit connection. During this program, Ron offers spiritual healing facts and solutions and removes the energetic cording to particular objects we may have that falsely represent the light. With the true ascension of light around the corner, it is up to us to connect to our spirit, which is source energy within, if we want to ascend. We'll talk about this during the program. Ron's host page has a picture of a light being's face that you can keep up on your monitor screen for peace energy during the program. Hello, Ron. Over to you for the light being energy activation.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And I have to command the energy. So what we're going to do is I'll just count to five to do that. Watch the monitor screen. Here we go. Light being up. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll give us some more energy. This will be more peace energy coming into your room. And when it comes into your room, it can take away entities that could be showing up in the corners or around you or maybe even in you, along with just cleaning out your room energy itself. But then after the program, these things will come back because the energy is not as strong there, source energy. So here we go. In fact, the only difference that what's happening here is that because your spirit is so disempowered through all these lifetimes of being here in darkness, if your spirit was empowered, you would be like the light being. So I wanted to kind of add that to it because some people think that, the light being doesn't need to be activated because they're so strong and powerful, as all the New Agers talk about. And then you have other people who just don't really have a clue too much, but they feel better when the light being comes in. So this is actually source energy coming into your room. This is why we have the light being up. And it allows this source energy, which is much stronger than you are now. Remember, I said if you were not disempowered, if you didn't have any emotional traumas, if you didn't have all these past lives, and if your spirit wasn't stolen by the darkness, from your ancestors doing other types of spiritual practices outside of themselves. Just remember the last program that we had talked about the tree of good and evil, and then don't partake of the fruits of that because it's knowledge, and when you have knowledge, then you die. Well, that's what's happening to everyone, so you're losing your spirit because of that. The light being comes in, and it will empower as much as it can the spirit that's inside of you. It won't give you any more spirit, but it will help to take away some of the contaminants of what you have in your spirit to make it more of source energy. It depends how much you can hang on to. And your spirit mimics your body, so if you have a thought or a situation, then your spirit all of a sudden gets contaminated over again and diluted. So here we go. We're going to activate the light beam right now, bring in peace energy, and this is peace energy from the true source energy of light coming to you right now. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. I hope the listeners are enjoying and taking advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the peaceful energy from Source. It feels great here. And so, Ron, our topic tonight is Energetic Object Cording and Spiritual Symbols 101. And from the last few programs, you received some emails, and a CTR listener wrote this comment to you. I hear so many radio shows over the years telling me to listen to my inner voice. I ignore them because no one ever tells me which of the voices inside my head I should listen to. So many listeners have asked you, Ron, why is it so hard to hear our inner voice?
Okay, that's a very good question. First of all, your spirit never goes inside of your head. So if you think you're getting your spiritual guidance and it's between your ears, that's just an entity coming through telling you that it's your spirit. So that's the first thing, okay? If it's inside of your head, right away you know that you're not getting information from your spirit. Can it be good information? Oh, it can be wonderful information. An entity could be a wonderful entity. You know, who knows? It could be one of your, siblings who maybe have passed on, or parents or grandparents or somebody that you knew in school a long time ago that maybe had a crush on you, and maybe their body died and that emotional body liked you and came into you. So and they're trying to help you. So this is all emotional stuff, emotional bodies, ghosts that come inside of your head. So I guess the main question is, geez, I'm in the new age now, and, you know, the time change. You went through the shift, many, many harmonic convergence here, and we're in the golden age. So why is that voice so small inside of us? If we're in the golden age, and I'm now perfectly empowered because everybody tells me this here, why is that voice so small? Well, it's because the darkness took over your body and people kicked out your spirit by thinking. And you have DNA, which also does the same basic thing. Once you get connected to DNA, then your spirit is forced to leave you. Now, why did your spirit choose the heart center? Well, I can't really say why it picked that area. It could have went to your little toe, but had to go someplace. So it was chased out of your body, and it had to get a sacred space to be in, and it chose your heart center. So everywhere else, your spirit isn't. So that's the only place that you have that's sacred to you. Like I said, it could have been in your little toe, but it chose to go to your heart center, the heart chakra area. And why? Who knows? No, there's probably somebody out there who may say, well, I know why, but it doesn't make any difference. So why is that voice so small? Well, that's because you don't have all of your spirit with you. When you first came here, you had half of you. So you have 50% of you because your twin flame was somewhere else. So let's just say that 50% is all of you now. So you had all of you that could come in here with you. And then from there, each time you had a lifetime, your spirit was stolen, maybe sliced and diced, brought into other parallel timelines. The aliens took it. So how much did you have in this lifetime throughout all these years and lifetimes? How long have you been here? So I would probably guess that most people at best would have 20% of that 50%. So I would say at best you would probably have about 10% of your original spirit with you. And from there it goes down. So the average person would probably have less than 1% of their spirit. Now, can that 1% come fully into your body? No, it can only go to a little area. And that little area is what we call the heart center. Now, your spirit needs to communicate with you normally if you ask. So if you were completely in your body with your spirit, you had all of it with you, then your whole body would talk to you with your spirit. But because it's not with you, that's where it chose to go. And that's kind of what's happening is that the mind energy, maybe is 1,000 times stronger than your little spirit. Although your spirit is powerful, but the mind energy is so much more than that because that's why you think all the time. And each time you think, you have a judgment, and that judgment now is pushing your spirit further away from you. So why isn't that voice very loud? Well, that's the reason. So basically, when you go into your heart, do the mind-to-heart drop, you're not going to hear any voice because you're at peace. Now, if you were completely at peace, then you would have your spirit talking to you, communicating throughout your whole body. But when you do the mind-to-heart drop and you're at peace, you probably will not be able to have a thought because there's so little spirit with you to give you those thoughts, the energy, the conversation, because it doesn't work that way. But you need to kind of come into duality a little bit into darkness because your spirit isn't fully in your body. Then you have to get into duality to get your answers. So your spirit will only connect with you if it can in your heart center. If you don't hear it, you could ask other people around you to say, "Spirit, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't hear you. I'm trying to turn the volume up, looking for a little knob someplace, and turning the volume up. I still don't hear you. Well, now I need for you to somehow be able to help me with somebody else's spirit. Since all spirits can communicate to each other, I need to have someone else give me my answers." So that's kind of what it would be like. And you put that question on your psychic billboard, and somebody could probably help you out. You could have information in a song, watching TV, listening to somebody else's conversation, somebody talking to you, and you'll probably get your answer that way. But ideally, since your spirit is so disempowered, so diluted out, you're not going to really have communication with it like you had on your first incarnation here. So, back to you, Kathy.
So you're saying if we really were in our, had more spirit, we wouldn't, or in our heart center, we wouldn't really even possibly have any questions or seek any guidance outside ourselves?
Yes, you would not, and your spirit would not need to communicate with you. Because you would be your spirit in the body. But you would not have any questions in duality because you're already completely empowered. It would be kind of ridiculous to ask a question because you would be your spirit. Be a spirit inhabiting the physical body like you were on your first incarnation here. You wouldn't need any guidance. It would be automatic. Your spirit would be communicating with you continuously in the moment. When you go into asking a question, that puts you into the past because you're using your past to create your current reality. But you're in judgment. So that's kind of the way it works. So if you're kind of confused, it's okay. Just know that, you don't have all of you with you because your ancestors and your past lives of who you are. Your ancestors preventing that through all of your DNA being activated. And what you went through also, each time you lived in a body with your spirit, and we're talking about you as your spirit now, each time you thought of something, that spirit got taken away by the aliens in duality through timelines and got diluted. So the real part of you is out there in the beyondo. And you're just here, just enough energy with your body to sustain life here. I'm sure that that's not talked about much through, you know, New Age metaphysics or the churches teaching that. They want you to think that you're all-powerful. Well, ideally, you would be if you were all here, but nobody is all here. That's the process that we have to deal with here. So what we'll do is to help you out, a lot of people come into their body backwards, upside down, sideways, and what we're going to do is bring you into your body more fully, and then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop to see if we can help you out somewhat. What happens is, like, you wake up in the morning, your alarm clock goes off, you get startled, and then instantly your spirit has to do a crash landing into you because your spirit was out of your body. It never should have left your body, but somehow it's out of your body for whatever reason it chose to leave you. Maybe it left you because of sheer boredom by you not trying to be with it all the time. But aside from that, you may have come in your body crooked, so we're going to bring you into your body properly. Oh, here we go. And you could be turned, like I said, upside down, sideways. You could be twisted. And if you happen to be an astral traveler, maybe you're out there in a sword fight or something, and somebody cuts your body in half. And so your torso is one direction, and the other part of you is in another. And that could be a very weird feeling. So here we go. Going to take you out instantly and put you in properly. So coming out, and now you're in. There. Now you're in your body the way you're supposed to be. So, I guess we'll do the mind-to-heart drop quickly here. You may only be able to stay in your heart for a little bit as we have this show and we talk about things. And as we talk about things that put you back into mind energy, at least we'll give you maybe a minute of peace. So you have to command your spirit to do so. I'll do that for you, and if you do it yourself, you need to do it out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. So here we go. Dropping down, taking your thoughts inside of your head, bringing them into your heart where they're neutralized, and now they're at peace and they won't bother you. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie doke. So see how you're feeling. Right back over to you, Kathy.
Well, the mind-to-heart drop feels very nice. I like the peace energy, and that's something that you often say we should practice often during the day. It's the one thing we can do out loud to ourselves to bring us instant peace and put us in a feeling of neutral, a neutral energy rather than in duality, which is where we want to be, back in our, with our thoughts in our heart center. When you mentioned, Ron, before about when we wake up abruptly and our that weird feeling we have in our body is our spirit having a crash landing, that makes sense because that feeling kind of stays with me all day. Is there something that we can do for ourselves? Basically, can you give some examples of how we can talk to our spirit so we can, you know, have it maybe more corrected in our body like you just did for us?
You could command your spirit to come in properly. That you can do. Remember, everything that you're doing is a command. So since nothing is outside of yourself, commanding would be naturally to your spirit. And because your body probably will not understand what you're talking about or be able to help you. I would say that if you could command your body to do something, then you could command your body to lose weight. That's your concern, or to gain some weight. And I don't know if that's a possibility. You might try that. But you have to command your spirit to work. If you don't command your spirit to come in, and you know, that's the only way you're going to be able to do it. So command your spirit to be facing forward and to come in your body properly. This I do at expos. I'll do this for everybody. We'll go sideways for about 2 minutes. I'm going to put you in your body sideways to the right, 90 degrees, if you choose to experience this, okay?
Okay.
The reason why I do this is because you could have had this feeling for years, not knowing what the heck it was, why you always felt off, why you always, you know, see things psychically along your right side and nothing's to the left. It's because you're facing the wrong direction. This is very interesting. So here we go. If you wish to do this, we'll put you that way and then put you back again. So here we go. We're going to turn you 90 degrees to the right. And it's quite interesting. You're going to love this. So here we go. Turning, I'll count to five to move you. One, two, three, four, and five. And now your spirit's facing the right side of you. If you notice, your left side looking out or sensing energy from your left, there's nothing there. All the energy that normally is behind you, very hard to detect because your eyes aren't there. Somehow your eyes connect the energy where you are. But you have great psychic ability to the right of you, but not much at all, if anything, on the left side. You have even a little bit more than that, you know, on your front and back side. So let's push you back the way you're supposed to be. Moving around from right to left again, 90 degrees, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. Now you're in your body properly. What I'll do is put you in upside down, and this is something you may actually smell the ground energy. Put your head at your feet and your feet where your head is. So we're going to coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and coming back in again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now you're facing the ground, and this is a good way to see how it is. And you may have the same embrace of a situation when you had a crash landing, when you're sleeping and you got startled, body jerked as your spirit entered it, gotten wrong, and you maybe walked around this way for quite a while wondering why you're smelling the ground, why you feel kind of weird. Oh, I'm going to take you out again, put you in properly, so coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now you're facing forward. Oh, there we go, everybody. Good way to find out, you know, if you're in your body correctly. Like I said, if you do astral projection, you may come back missing an arm or a leg or something, or have your body cut in half, and that's not good to do, because you don't know what you're doing out there in the astral plane. Typically, I would think that you're going to some type of aggression type of situation and having things that are happening that could be very, very negative to your spirit. You're commanding your spirit to do this, and your spirit will do whatever you command it to do. There's some non-judgment. There's nothing that your spirit will not do as you command it because it has to do what you are doing. And each time it does something as a negative situation, it gets more contaminated. And if it gets too contaminated, it may not come back to you. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, when you did put us upside down, our spirit upside down, I felt dizzy. So I'm glad you didn't leave us there for very long. That was very different. But it really does make the point of how when we command our spirit or if it's not in our body properly, healing can't take place. And that our spirit really is trying to help us and trying to listen to us, but we have not really made the connection. And we don't speak to it often enough. From your prior radio programs on the archives, Ron, I've written down some sentences that I've heard spoken for that people have used to command their spirit that I'd like to share with the Contact Talk radio listeners. Here's a couple of examples of how we can speak to our spirit so we can stay proper and stay in our heart center. I command my spirit to stay in my body awake or while I'm asleep. That's so we don't go astro traveling or go out on those parallel timelines while we're sleeping. Also, another one, I command my spirit to connect my awakening thoughts to my heart center. That's essentially what we achieve when we do the mind-to-heart drop. So I think maybe if we do that often enough, spirit will start to listen and we will start to feel more of that peace energy and feel more centered and in control and in that neutral place outside of the duality in our heart center where we want to be. So, Ron, the subject tonight is the energetic object cording in our spiritual symbols. And you were going to discuss why it is we're so attracted to spiritual objects and symbols and what they mean to us. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah. The first thing I would say is you're probably attracted to them only because you're only half here at best, okay? So naturally, we could say that you're 1% here, but we won't go into that. But your other half is somewhere else in the land of light almost always. So came here with half of yourself. And in the land of light, you know, in source energy of true light, your twin flame, your other half, joins you all the time, and you communicate whenever you choose to. You're a free will, free choice. And you can also go into the physical life form that your twin flame has. Now here you don't have that. So what are you doing? You're looking outside of yourself again, buying another book, buying some kind of trinket, you know, buying a pyramid, buying a crystal, buying whatever. And you're attempting to pull energy from that to satisfy a internal need of lack that you are dealing with. If you have everything, then you don't need anything. But you don't have everything because you're missing half of yourself. So that's why we have the twin flame process on the 4-in-1 to connect you energetically to your twin flame. Now, there are people who want to get more power because they're disempowered. They may go out, maybe they'll buy a really expensive object that basically was attuned or charged, prayed over, you know, that way it can prey on you. And you may buy this because you are told, or maybe you sense a lot of power in this because you want to be more powerful. It will do that, and it can connect to you and cord to you. And then whatever or whoever, I'd rather use the word whatever because we don't know what's out there, is corded to person that energized it. So all of a sudden, you may be buying it from this very handsome man or attractive lady, and you give her your $3,000, and this is it. You think, man, I got this thing. And what worked through that practitioner to charge it up? And it may have a lot of energy on it. But you're only buying it because you're disempowered, and you think that this is going to help you, to give you more energy. And it can do that, but it's not going to be what you really want, which is your spirit energy. Well, that's kind of the problem. Now, when I've been at expos, there's been a lot of people who are selling objects and things. And if these objects and things are more natural, where they're not really connected to anything, and you can also do on the website, you know, our website, an object clearing. But sometimes, you know, people like to buy a quartz crystal. So cleanse it. It's fine. It's from the earth. Maybe they want to buy maybe some type of magnets or something. That's perfectly fine, too. That's probably energized by electronics, which is no problem because it's not going to hold a program in it. Now, if they programmed it some way, then you want to get rid of that program if you can, the object clearing. But aside from that, because you want it to be peace. But anything that's natural would be wonderful. And we'll say that you buy something that somebody made. Well, it's going to have their emotional energy on it and their spirit energy, because the spirit energy will also be inside of whatever they are doing and making, okay? All of a sudden, you have part of them with you. That's not good. They don't know that. You want to bring back all of your energy to yourself. Then we have people that I've seen with crystal skulls. That's the big thing now. And then you see little skulls about 2 inches high. Well, those skulls have trapped spirits inside of them. I can almost guarantee that. And the practitioners will bring in that energy, and something gets stuck inside those little skulls. A lot of people will say, oh, yeah, I got my skull. It has a name. Hey, of course it has a name, you know. It'd be named Tommy, you know. Tommy died at the age of 10, and somebody grabbed Tommy's spear and stuck it into the skull. So now it's called Tommy. And they do communicate. So, of course, anything communicates if it's, has a consciousness. But what's going on with that? Are you getting it for power or guidance? Well, it's all the darkness energy. So that's kind of the problem about having something that has a captured spirit in it. Now, if it doesn't have a captured spirit, then why do you even want it? Is it going to give you power? What's this head going to do? You know? And then from there, I've seen people take them and put them against their third eye, and they say, oh, this communicates with me. And you look at them, and their eyes are all glossed over. They don't know it, you know. Maybe they got their soul stolen out of their body by doing this here. So you have to be very careful. And remember, anything outside of yourself that is supposed to have power is going to be of darkness. It's going to give you an emotional sensation, which is darkness. That's duality. And it's also going to maybe steal part of your spirit or all of it. So you have to be very, very careful. That's a problem that everybody has right now, because everybody's here because you lost all the ascension times that happened every 2,000 years going back quite a while. And that's why you're here. Hopefully you listen to this program so you can get the heck out of here, because you need more spirit energy in your body. And you need to collect your spirit. That's out in the beyond. We have clearings for that, so you can help yourself to get out of here. That's the whole process, is to empower yourself. I'll do a ample object clearing. So I'd like to get everybody to first get something that they have that's an object, anything that you want to have, and we'll just neutralize that. We'll have some more fun with objects. So here we go. You can either think of it or put it in front of you. If it is physical, you may want to feel the energy on it. A lot of times you can just wave your hand over it, maybe 6 inches to a foot away, and just sample the energy that it's emitting, because it could have energy with it. Energies that would be with it would have a program from the alien, and so you don't want to have it programmed to communicate with you, to cord you. So here we go. Taking the energy away, bringing in peace energy to it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, that's released. I will do an object, and this I want everybody to maybe get a pencil and paper here, and we're going to draw something here. So hopefully you're getting that right now. What I want you to draw is a Star of David. Well, the easiest way is just to draw a triangle, an upward-pointed triangle, right? Then intersect that with a downward-pointing triangle, superimpose it on it. Lo and behold, what do you have? You have a six-pointed star, which would be the Star of David. And you just created this, okay? You just created this energy by drawing that, which is now a symbol. Doesn't matter if it's around your neck, or it's at a store, or it's on a website. You just created the form of a Star of David, and we're going to clear the energy off of it. Oh, here we go, everybody. Put your hand over it, and you can actually feel it. You just created this energy form on an object, even though it's on a piece of paper. If you have a Star of David, you may want to put it down in front of you, and we'll clear that too, make it neutral. You don't want to have any programs being drawn to you from this object. For the dark side needs a conduit to connect you to it. So and now this Star of David that you drew is a conduit for the energy of the aliens to connect to you. Doesn't matter what your belief system is, this is what it's doing. Well, here we go. Now discharge the Star of David, feel the energy on it. 1, count to 5, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I could have snapped my finger to do it, but I'm doing the counting today, so here we go. So check it out again, and it should feel neutral. Just like you have lead or ink on your paper, a symbol means nothing. It doesn't relate to anything at all. Back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron. So you just discharged the energy cording of the Star of David and one object. And for me, I chose my cell phone. So if we were really connected energetically to these things, and they do give us sort of a feeling or an emotion and somewhat of a charge, but you're saying that does offer some control or power over us. We are giving that away. Why does the object or the symbol feel like it's really working?
Okay. Remember, in source energy, everything is perfect, and there's no energetic charge to anything. And so the dark side will give you a emotional aha, and you may feel the power behind it. But you're actually sampling the mind control program and how it's affecting you by the power. So you're judging it by how much power it has according to how strong that program is relating to you. So if you notice, if you see people, wanting to buy something, maybe you're at a store and you're buying some crystals, for instance, okay? And one person is looking at them and they pick one up and they go, this is a great crystal. So you say, well, can I see that? And they go, oh, yeah, you can hold it. So you hold it now. You're actually putting your energy into it, which will be different than what the person had it before they gave it to you, but you may not know that. But you feel it, and it does nothing for you. Then you look on the table. Maybe the person has, 200 crystals there, and you find one. You pick it up and go, wow, this one is it. And the person goes, wow, let me try that. You go, okay, and you give it to them, and they go, well, I don't know, my first one felt better to me. Well, yours doesn't feel like anything at all. Well, it's because it's all at a different energy, and it's all at probably a different mind-controlling program in that crystal if it's being used that way. So that's why you want to discharge it, typically with water for about 15 seconds. Just rinse it off. But if you feel like it's really powerful, then maybe the person who is selling it puts your emotional energy into it, which is connecting you to a program. As they are doing this, not realizing that the darkness is using them as a tool to charge up the crystal to connect to the person buying it. What happens is that what you're doing is you're using something outside of yourself to bring you power, and it's in a sense replacing your spirit energy, which has your true power. Now you're getting something else inside of yourself connected to you from the external, and that's kind of the way everything works here. So we could do another clearing here. It's been coming out more recently that we have seen on maybe in the old days. If you saw any waste product that had contamination in it and also maybe poison, you'd always see the skull and crossbones on it. So that's the warning of death. Don't get near to this here. It could kill you. They have a new symbol now, and they got away from that. But in the old days, the skull and crossbone, stay away. This could kill you. And now we're finding that on clothing. So what does that mean to you? The darkness wants to bring that out over again instead of being in some kind of the 55-gallon drum or something. Now it's going to be on your clothing. And as you wear that, you have the insignia, we'll say, of death, walking around wearing death on you. That makes sense? Well, to me it doesn't. Well, here we go. If you happen to have a piece of clothing like that, and you don't even probably know why you bought it, mainly because you probably maybe you're clueless, which is okay, but now you know that, wow, I have death. This is trying to kill me. That the energy of the skull and crossbones is of death. So we'll do a discharge on that. You go into a toy store, people are selling toys with those things on it now. So they must want to get rid of the children, bringing in that energy of death. So here we go. Skull and crossbone energy, and you may have it on you not even knowing it. See if you feel it. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. There we go. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you said that the skull and crossbones and the skull symbols are on a lot of things. That's true. They're very commonly seen. I think people maybe buy them because they're in style, and they don't really realize that that's what it means, because they make the skulls look kind of cute in a way. But you're saying that still it's a symbol of a death warning, and it needs to be discharged. So basically, if we were not thinking of or wearing any of the objects you've discharged while we were on this program live, well, can we get them later and listen to the podcast and have the energy discharged during the podcast too?
Yeah, you could do it five times, and after that it will not work. Then if you do it on the sixth time, then the light of the darkness is taken over doing that for you. Then that's even worse, because you're not using light. You could use this five times on an archive. That will work for you. But just go to the website, creationlightship.com, and for a dollar you can discharge and put peace energy into one object at a time. That's $1 per object, I believe. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, you cleared the Star of David. I don't know if you talked about the symbolism, the symbolic meaning of the Star of David and why you cleared that.
I just put it because it's something that people resonate to a lot, and it's kind of like the Merkaba energy. If it was spinning, it would look like that. So the Star of David is just a good thing that people normally kind of relate to. You don't have to be, Jewish to know about it. But it's kind of like the energy of as above, so below, connecting itself together. And I'm sure there's a lot of symbolism to that. But it's kind of like how source energy, in a sense, is coming into you. And that's how I would sort of see the Star of David. I'm sure there's other meanings to it. But, it's a symbol that's used a lot as far as stars. And, there's also the five-pointed star. In fact, we can clear that energy if you want. Might be harder to draw that, but if you want to clear that energy, maybe we could do it on maybe a different show. We'll just keep this right to an easier thing. Let's do the people, at least when I was growing up, at least where I live and stuff, I don't see this a lot. When I was growing up, I saw a lot of statues on the cars back then with either Jesus or Mother Mary on the dashboard, maybe hanging their mirror and things. So let's clear that energy. Let's take, the cross. That one is used a lot. You see that everywhere, especially around somebody's neck. What energy does the cross have? Well, you may think it's one thing, but it might be something else. When I see it, the cross, I automatically think of torture and death. So for me, that's how I relate to that cross. Nothing to do with anything that would be good, because people were attached to the cross and they died. That's what it's all about, right? So let's clear the energy. So if you happen to have a cross around your neck, see you're wearing death, symbol of death, and you may want to get it neutralized. And you don't really even need it because, is that death empowering you? Can an energy of death put into your body? Do you feel powerful with that? I say, no, this is Jesus. Well, why don't you have a picture of Jesus then? Why would you have a cross? So anyway, why do you have anything? All you need is your spirit. Oh, here we go. Jesus is no longer here. Don't know that. He left after, his energy left after he left the planet. So when his physical body left here, which we'll say is 1950 years ago approximately, then there's nobody here as a conduit for source energy. Everybody was on their own. The churches don't tell you that, but that's the whole thing. So here we go. We're going to clear the cross of death. So one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That's the crucifix clearing here. And if you are kind of older, or maybe you're not, somehow everybody wanted the children to have, you know, the Barbie and the Ken dolls, okay? They go, wow, yeah, I remember those, you know? And so that advertising campaign, probably when they first came out, you know, almost everybody bought those for their children, okay? And probably that's true for today. So what is everything that you buy has a program on it, you know, as a conduit, so it doesn't matter what it is, but that was a pretty big program since a lot of people had those and bought them for their children. Let's clear the energy from that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So that should probably help you if you happen to have one of those dolls around when you were growing up. And remember, you don't have to have it now. That program could have been put into you. Remember, the dark side uses things as a conduit. That would be a perfect conduit. Person invents something, you know, and sells it, and everybody buys it. What an ideal thing, you know, to have a conduit to bring in darkness to you. To do another clearing here, maybe you belong to an organization, and you did a vow to uphold whatever their information was. Maybe you made a vow to be secretive about what they're doing or whatever, or you believed in something. So you set yourself up to some type of program unbeknownst to you. So let's clear that away from you. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And that could even be an oath that you said. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So can that oath or whatever you're doing bring energy to you? Of course it can, because you're allowing that. And could it be negative of what they're bringing you that you know nothing about? Yes, it could. And could it be a mind control program? Of course. So remember, your spirit only works in the now, has no program. And when you start listening to more of these programs here on the radio, you're going to realize that I want to get out of the programs that I've been into, and maybe they serve me wonderfully, but now I want to get out to be peaceful. That's why we have all these programs on radio to help you out so that you can understand more of who you really are, which is your spirit. One way to connect to your spirit is to do the mind-to-heart drop, to go to your heart center where your spirit resides. Remember, initially, it was in your whole body. Your whole body had spirit energy in it because of the DNA and all of the thoughts that the DNA contained and the judgment. Or judgment, you made your spirit less and less and less, and that's the new age. Age is people not realizing that they're not empowered, but they're told that they are. That's the golden age. The golden age is another time of another program to disempower you even more. They believe in the new age. The golden age is here, but have you changed your life? Okay? You feel better after the first of the year, after the major abduction of people having clone bodies put back in here December 21st. You know, are you really empowered? More? You should be. They told you you would be. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I think maybe the more disempowered we feel, the more we want to buy those icons for some sense of protection. Like you mentioned, the crucifix that people hang in the rearview mirror, and the Statue of Mary and other saintly icons. There's also now travel angels that you can attach to your visor in the car for protection. These are all projected onto these objects. The Ankh, the Egyptian Ankh, which also represents the tree of knowledge. It seems like there's so many things, so many symbols, and they all have subliminal messages, and we're always interpreting them to our way of thinking or the way that we've been programmed to think. And the symbols are even in architecture, advertisements, movements, and music videos and performances. And there seems to be just endless ways to have mind control programs that control us in some way. So besides the object clearing that you mentioned, Ron, that's on your website, creationlighttip.com, you also have the crystal skull energy cording clearing that you had put up in 2011, which was a big energy that was going around then. Also, you have an online clearing called Signs and Symbols, Disconnect, Release, and Removal. So those two clearings are very helpful as far as this subject goes, energetic cording to objects, symbols, and signs. I'm sure people can think of quite a lot of other signs and symbols that they're always surrounded with. And in the New Thought organizations, I know there's a lot of discussion and interest in sacred G, sacred geometry, and the Enneagram. And those are all supposed to have a connection to mysterious wisdom sources. So we are always getting imprinted. And it makes us wonder what kind of energetic attachment is being sent back to us.
Yep, so you don't know what you don't know. That's why you want to not, you really don't want to know anything. Well, you want to be in your heart because you can't be in your whole body because your heart is where your spirit resides only because it was forced out of you. So you want to go to source energy inside of you and enjoy that. So how much time do we have left, Kathy? Any idea?
Just a few minutes.
Okay, so signs and symbols. So I always, one of the healing modalities is Reiki. I'm not really picking on Reiki, but a lot of people out there have done that. And so either you're a practitioner or you're somebody that was worked on. And what do those symbols do to you? Remember, the practitioners who are using it are connecting themselves to a symbol, running that symbol energy through their body, or maybe through the outside of their body, but it's going to you. So let's see what we have here. So here we go. Taking away one of the Reiki symbols. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So there we go. And I think there's probably about a half a dozen symbols. So that was just one of them. I'll do another one. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. So our show is kind of closing down here. Maybe on some other show we might be able to do maybe the pyramid energies. Maybe we'll do Stonehenge or something. Sacred sites, possibly. That might be interesting. You may not have ever been there, but you could be hooked up to them in your genetics. Wondering why you keep thinking about Egypt. Oh, that's another one. So let's close the program. So thank you, everybody. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We have our 8 hours coming up in a week from this Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate all the spiritual healings and the explanations, and we thank our producers at Contact Talk Radio. We'll be back next week at 8 p.m. on the same network. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Ron Ametron is a true master, teacher, healer who brings forth vitally important information, sound solutions, and healing to the public through his radio broadcast. Learn more about Ron Ametron and his interactive healings at www.creationlightship.com.